The British rock quintet Gomez is best known in the U.S. for its bluesy rendition of the Beatles' song Getting Better on a Philips Magnavox TV commercial. But they've been one of Britain's most popular bands since their debut album in 1998. The band took a 2-year hiatus to put together their new album called In Our Gun. Rico Galliano has this review.
When Gomez first appeared on the scene, their weird and tuneful blend of pop, folk, blues, and psychedelia was unlike anything around. And their new album, In Our Gun, is no different.
Well, he has tricks, man. Think I've seen it before, blank, blank, man. You looked a lot older. You've been working out what's wrong with that.
The new CD kicks off with Shot Shot, an adrenalized 2.5-minute blur of drums, horns, and just about anything else the band can lay their hands on. The song's full frontal assault is a surprising turn from a band whose previous albums are filled with atmospheric guitar epics, but that's just the first of In Our Gun surprises. Another is that Ben Ottewell, the most celebrated of Gomez's 3 lead vocalists, lends his muscular howl to just one of the album's first 4 songs. And on a track called Rex Kramer, he's accompanied by an uncharacteristically heavy dose of electronic funk. Gomez have slowly added unusual elements to their soulful core sound, making each album more eclectic than the next. So now they can play just about anything and still sound like Gomez. Listen as In Our Gun's title cut leaps from a sea shanty chorus into far different musical waters.
To hide away, let's steal the sand from this bottomless pit.
Gomez guitarist Ian Ball says that song marks the band's first foray into protest songwriting. It laments George W. Bush's controversial ascension to the presidency. But you'd be hard-pressed to guess that from the oblique lyrics. This music is all about layers. Layers of meaning, moods, and sound.
Our reviewer is Rico Galliano. The album is In Our Gun by Gomez.